State Representative Sharon Cisna had never been on a river trip, but that didn't stop her and her husband, Sid Atwood, from embarking on a four-week canoe adventure down the Tanana and Yukon Rivers this summer. The couple, both in their late 60s, wanted to visit communities along the way to see how residents weathered the long winter. They had also hoped to get a sense of what types of state programs would be most beneficial as rural residents cope with high energy prices, dwindling salmon runs, and limited access to health care. Cisna says arriving at each village on the river seemed like the ideal way to get a true sense of each community.
We wanted to come there, not flying in, not carrying all our nice stuff and arriving as the people from town, but on the ground level, trying to be sure that we were able to understand to the degree we could, even though we were just coming in for a short time, we wanted to be on an equal basis. And so we decided the canoe was it.
Pardon me, but it sounds like you were a bit of a greenhorn team going out here on the
yeah.
river.
Oh, very much so, yeah. And what neither of us had really expressed is how really terrified we were. And especially the closer we got, we were very busy all summer long, just racing around when we had any extra time at all, grabbing things that we were going to take on the trip. But we didn't have the time, actually, to figure much out. And so there we are, putting the canoe in and kind of bickering with each other, which is not a style we've normally had. And that was true for the first few days. We were very much up against it. We were very much afraid of the river at that point and very much afraid of our own inability and lack of time we'd spend getting ready. But we did it.
And so things must have smoothed out to some degree. And what was the first community that you stopped to visit?
The town of Tanana was the first visit after we had gone down the Tanana 3 days. And we saw on those 3 days, at the very beginning, we saw people coming up from the spit looking at fish sites. But we went for 2 full days without seeing anyone. It was amazing. And you're on this huge, huge river.
But at the end of the Tanana, the confluence of the Tanana at the Yukon River is where we crossed. And that was an interesting crossing of the Yukon because we finally started about 3 or 3:30 in the morning, something like that, because we were in a bad spot and it had been too hot the day before, and then we were too cold in the middle of the night, so we had to get moving,
yeah.
And we crossed the Yukon.
And then soon after that, we were able to start our interviews, and 2 days of actively talking to a huge percentage of the systems in the community and a lot of the individuals. So it was really a rich, rich, good introduction to the Yukon.
And the purpose of your trip was to gauge the needs of folks on the river systems. Is that primarily why you went?
They've got huge, all of these communities have huge things. The cost of fuel is just a fraction. So is the flooding, because you've also got, and a lot of it is governmental. Every single community talked about living by subsistence. And the Western entrance into their lives, which was a few hundred years ago, and it meant more and more and more regulations and rules by people who didn't live that lifestyle, coming in and changing the way they lived. And you could see it over and over, community by community, what had happened with money coming in, programs coming in, and how it shapes a community, oftentimes to the detriment. Nobody means that. They mean the best. But communities don't adequately get involved enough. People don't get involved enough to shape it so that they have a chance. The lifestyle that we witnessed was just not what it needs to be, not at the point we are in our civilization.
The picture that you've painted of of the communities along the rivers that you visited sounds somewhat bleak, and I imagine that there were some good elements as well. But what do you think you'll take away from this experience and bring forward into the work of the legislature this coming session? And what do you think the winter looks like now for these folks?
Well, this winter is going to be tougher than last. And we won't have a legislative session until after the barges, which are not getting filled up according to the barge company we talked to, they're not getting the orders for fuel that they normally by now would be totally ready to deliver. And so they were, when we talked to them a week and a half ago, they were waiting for orders because they actually have empty barges right now. They may not make the kinds of trips they were planning on making. So that's one of the reasons why in January we've got our work cut out for us.
Democrat Sharon Cisna is a state representative from Anchorage.